Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We talked in some detail about imitation faith, and what that is imitating the faith of somebody else.
Oh, yes.
And we saw the seven sons of Sceva who endeavored to cast out a spirit. And they had seen Paul do it. And so they endeavored to mimic what they saw him do. And they said, "We adjure you in the name of Jesus." You know, the one Paul preaches about. And probably no doubt they tried to mimic Paul's stance and his tone and what he did. And if you didn't know any better, it sounded like genuine faith, genuine attempt to exercise authority. But the Spirit spoke up and said, "Jesus, I know. Paul, I know about. But you, who are you?" And jumped on them and beat the pudding out of them. And they ran out, you know, injured and naked. Well, you'd look at that and say, "That doesn't work." If you didn't know better, you'd say, "No, that, you know, casting out and that exercising authority and that faith, that doesn't work. Look at that. Don't try that." And that didn't work, because that's not real faith. That's imitating what you heard somebody else do. But Paul had heard from the Lord and did what he did. They hadn't heard from the Lord. Come on, can you see the difference? So they're imitating somebody else's faith. Friend, you can't get by on mama's faith.
Amen.
Or daddy's faith. Or pastor's faith. Come on, are y'all with me? You need to hear from him for yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
You must hear from him for yourself in order to have real faith. And just because it's real to them doesn't mean it's real to you. The more I learn about faith, I don't agree with people like I used to. Folks will say, "Believe with me for this." Well, you know, if I hadn't heard from the Lord about that, I can't have faith for that. And do I know if you heard from the Lord or not? Unless I have some kind of a witness. Well, God can do anything. Yeah, but that doesn't mean I can believe anything. Somebody tell me how faith comes. Come on, help me out here. How does faith come? There's a lot of ways people try to get it to come. People beg for faith. They pray for faith. "Oh, God, give me faith. Please give me faith." Bible didn't say faith comes by praying. Faith in God comes from hearing what he told you. If you're going to believe him to do a thing in your life, you need to hear from him that he's going to do that thing in your life. Or has already done it, whatever the case may be. But it'll be through his word and by his spirit. But it'll be quickened to you. It'll be made real to you that he's speaking this to you at this time about this situation. And once that's real to you and you hear that, faith will be there. Your faith will rise up. Faith comes as a result of hearing from him. So if somebody comes and says, "You know, I'm believing for this and I'm believing for that. Agree with me." Don't just say, "Okay." Right. Check your heart.
Right.
Do you really have confidence? Have you heard from the Lord?
That's right.
And don't be too proud to say, "Well, I don't know that I'm there on that.
So true.
I don't know that that's real to me." You know, people play games. And they say and act things that sound and look like faith to other people, but it's not there. It's not real. When it comes to believing, you know, you see the projects that we do as leaders of these churches and ministry, like this plane project that we're finishing. When we begin that project, it was twice what we wound up with. It was twice the amount. And that amount was half the price of a new one. But as we got into it, you know, light's progressive. The further you go, the more light you get. We had a witness about cutting it in half again. So this project is a quarter of the price of a new plane, and we're as happy as can be about it. We're not just in the airplane business. It's just a tool to get ministry done. And instead of that believing for all that other money, we believe that in other places of the ministry. You see what I'm saying? And that's, now if he told us believe for the new, that's what we do. But if I try to do that, he didn't tell me. You're going to struggle. It's going to go on and on and on. You're going to run out of steam. Everybody's going to lose interest. You understand what I'm saying? How can you know what to do and how much to do? You know, you believed for $1 million on this. Why didn't you just go ahead and believe for 5 or 10? You believing for a house. Why don't you just go ahead and believe for 20-room mansion? Well, I don't want all that. Well, whatever it is. I need a car. Why not just believe for a Rolls Royce? I don't want one. Well, I want a pickup. Why not believe for the $100,000 pickup? The best one they make. You say, well, maybe I will. Well, it don't work by maybe.
No, it does. It's here from God.
Something's got to happen in you that gets real to you.
Amen.
Elsewise, you're playing games even though you're making confessions.
That's right.
And you prayed prayers.
Right.
What's real to you? Here's what I've come to do as a practice. If there's something we need and want to do, ministry works the same thing personally. I look at the top. I go straight to the top. I look at the top. And that's what we did on that plane project. I looked right at the top and I had to hold on to something. I thought, whoo! Can God do that?
Yes.
Easy, 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 easy. But we don't receive based on what God can do. We receive according to our faith. So look at the top and then begin to check inside and see, where's my faith at? Where's my faith at? Well, see, we came to the conclusion, our faith's not there right now. And that doesn't mean it could never be there. But it's not there right now. Could God do it? Easy. Am I confident to believe for that? No. Not today. Kind of like lifting weights, right? There was a time years ago I could press pretty good weight, but I better not slide under it today. I'm just not there. Unless I got 3 or 4 good spotters around, you know? I mean, you know what I'm talking about? You can imagine, you can say, well, I used to be there. It ain't the same as being there today. I want to be there. That's not the same as being there. I could be there. Yeah, but you ain't today. You're not there today. And today's what we're talking about. What are we going to believe today? So you look at the top. Go to the top. Look at that. That also helps you to see. I mean, right now, the plane that we're using, it'll do everything the brand new one will do. And yet it's quarter of the price. And I'm happy that it didn't cost all that. I'm happy to focus on other areas and get that done and focus on other things. But you got to be honest with yourself about, you know, are we going to believe for that? And I thought, And over the course of months, I brought it down, you know, and I cut it in half. And I thought, okay. And then after a while, I thought, And I brought it down in half again. And that was the spot. That was the spot. Witness. Come on, are y'all with me?
Yes.
And that's not just in finances and money. I know some years ago at healing school, Brother Hagin's ministry, we had people that were coming in continuously and had physical problems. Some of them, you know, pronounced terminal. And incurable. And the one guy, he was there, and then he was, I noticed he wasn't there and found out he's in the hospital. And he was in such terrible pain that nobody could talk to him. I mean, they got him full of pain meds, and he just, and he's getting worse every day is the problem. And you can't do that for very long. They said, you know, he won't make it much longer. He's worse yesterday than he was the day before. He's worse today than he was then. So I went. And he wanted to talk to me, but he's barely conscious. He, you know, I could see there's no need in talking too much about scriptures. And I mean, I could read scriptures to him. They could affect his spirit. But as far as him consciously hooking with me, he's so distracted. So I'm searching my heart. We know what God's best is.
Yes.
We know what God can do.
Yes.
We can pray a prayer. We can believe we receive. He can jump out of bed, run around the bed, put on his clothes, go to the house. Right? Be done with it. God can do that. Jesus bought and paid for it. It's available to anybody. But we don't receive according to what God can do. We receive according to our faith. So it's not my body that's racked with pain. It's his body. It's not just my faith either. I got a hook with him. Where is he at? And so as I'm talking and looking, we look at the top. Then we start trying to see where our faith is. Where's our faith? And that's not giving up, because even though I might start here, that's better than not having any faith. It's better to start somewhere, because now what can I do? I can go up. I can come up. I can keep coming up till I can get to God's highest and best. But if I pretend I'm there when I'm not, I get nowhere. Nothing happens. And so it came up in my spirit, because they're saying he doesn't have time. I mean, he may be dead tomorrow. He may be dead the next day after that. He has no time. He's getting worse every day. His family said it. Others said it. He said it. This is in their mind, getting worse every day. And I know it's from the Holy Spirit. Came right up in my heart and mind and said, if he doesn't get worse tomorrow and he stops getting worse, he has plenty of time. He has time. I thought, yeah, if he just stops getting worse, he's got time. He's got time. And so I said, brother, I said, do you believe that you and I could ask the Lord and believe in faith and that tomorrow you would not be any worse? Now, that don't sound like much. But it is when you've been sliding downhill hard every day. It's miraculous. And when I said it, I saw a light in his eyes. He looked at me. And I saw he can believe this.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.